A little help? I pleaded. What does she want to know? He shook his head, grinning wickedly. That's not fair. No, you not sharing what you know, now that's not fair. He deliberated for a moment as we walked. We stopped outside the door to my first class. She wants to know if we're secretly dating. And she wants to know how you feel about me, he finally said. Yikes. What should I say? I tried to keep my expression very innocent. People were passing us on their way to class, probably staring, but I was barely aware of them. He paused to catch a stray lock of hair that was escaping the twist on my neck and wound it back into place. My heart spluttered hyperactively. I suppose you could say yes to the first. If you don't mind, it's easier than any other explanation. I don't mind, I said in a faint voice. And as for her other question, well, I'll be listening to hear the answer to that one myself. One side of his mouth pulled up into my favorite uneven smile. I couldn't catch my breath soon enough to respond to that remark. He turned and walked away. I'll see you at lunch, he called over his shoulder. Three people walking in the door stopped to stare at me. I hurried into class, flushed and irritated. He was such a cheater. Now I was even more worried about what I was going to say to Jessica. I sat in my usual seat, slamming my bag down in aggravation. Morning, Bella, Mike said from the seat next to me. I looked up to see an odd, almost resigned look on his face. How was Port Angeles? There was no honest way to sum it up. Great, I finished lamely. Jessica got a really cute dress. Did she say anything about Monday night? He asked, his eyes brightening. I smiled at the turn the conversation had taken. She said she had a really good time, I assured him. She did? He said eagerly. Most definitely. Mr. Mason called the class to order then, asking us to turn in our papers. English and then government passed in a blur, while I worried about how to explain things to Jessica and agonized over whether Edward would really be listening to what I said through the medium of Jess's thoughts. How very inconvenient his little talent could be when it wasn't saving my life.